There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live in Tioga today. Pinnacle Travel Plaza is our location. Stop by, say hi. Some good folks have been here. Fortunately, I've been yakking on the radio and they're waving and saying hello and extending their hand. Love shaking your hand, but also love to visit with you a little bit as well. But stop on by. Maybe come on by anytime over the next hour as well. And by the way, Scott, the lottery man, is here. North Dakota Lottery is here. They're going to be spinning a big wheel, giving out free prizes today. Does that sound like fun or what? I don't know why earlier, but I had a flashback on scratch-off games. We don't have scratch-off games in North Dakota, do we, Todd? And somebody texted Todd, actually. Todd, take your bow, by the way. You were down the hall last hour when we asked you to take your bow. And we don't want you to
miss. It's that other duties as needed deal. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Busy dude. Anyway, how are you, by the way?
Good, you?
Good. Todd's going to be out for a couple of days. Well, traveling down to see some fam down in the Twin Cities there, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're going to Minneapolis via Richardson. That's interesting from Bismarck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, apparently I don't own a globe.
Where are you at in Richardson today?
Springfield Market. Haven't been open for all that long. It's very nice and kind of a birthday celebration for Carrie, too, because she's 49 and holding her. I put the picture of the woman that's lighting her candle in her 100 candle, but or birthday candle. But
something's wrong with that. She must be 29.
29 now.
Yeah, exactly.
Kissing up to her now or what?
Come on. Get it right,
Todd. Buttering up to my wife here.
You're married to the woman, for crying out loud.
Yeah?
Get her age right. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, what did the text say? Is Scott crazy? We don't have scratch-off tickets or something like that, but they're right.
They're illegal in North Dakota.
They are. Scratch-off lottery tickets are illegal, but anyway. They have a lot of games you can play, but you just pick the different games from the online selection. Anyway, The wheel is being set up as we speak. So stop by the Pinnacle location here, the Travel Plaza in Tioga, spin the wheel, and win. Simple as that. There's also a sidewalk sale, so there's good savings. It's all a customer appreciation sale that goes through Sunday. So lunch specials and the new Pinnacle Perks customer loyalty program. There's a lot of reasons to stop by and see us. And the customer appreciation fund is not only at the Pinnacle Travel Center in Stanley, but also where we're broadcasting live in Tioga on Highway 40. So stop on by. It's time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it normally on Wednesdays, but at least somewhere in the hour, depending on the congressional calendar, once a week for you to ask your member of Congress any question you like here on the program. And a lot going on. So without any further ado, welcome back to the program we call What's on Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer from Washington, D.C. today. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing fine, thanks. It's great to be with you. I'm sitting right now in the speaker's lobby, just off the House floor, as we're debating the issue of the day. Of course, free trade and trade agreements, and more importantly, the process for how you get to a trade agreement, TPA. So,
more importantly, what?
Like a play-by-play sideline. More importantly, the process for how you get to a free trade agreements.
Manny, did we lose our connection to Kevin?
No, I can hear him. Maybe you can't. I can hear Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm still
there. Apparently, Scott can't hear you.
Hi.
But we can all hear him.
as long as the folks can hear me that are listening to the radio, that's the main thing, isn't it?
That is the main thing. It makes the conversation with Scott a little awkward, I suppose.
It does. But, yeah, so but as I was saying to Scott, we're probably minutes away from being called up to vote. Now I'm not outside the chamber preparing. There's debate going on right now on the TPA, most importantly, and that's, of course, the Trade Promotional Authority that sets the process and inserts the Congress and the people into the process of negotiating trade deals. And it's been a very very hot debate, appropriately so. It's a big deal. But the irony of this particular TPA is that we have a Democrat president who's has broken trust with the Congress and with the American people to the point where even free market Republicans who've always supported free trade find it difficult to help give him a tool, even though it helps America and helps us. And they're having a hard time separating themselves from that juxtaposition. That said, I think that I expect a successful that will move the ball forward. So big day in the House of Representatives. And of course, we're concurring with the vote is on concurring with the Senate amendments to a House bill. So should we pass this today, it will be able to go to the president for a signature. And he's on the Hill. In fact, he may still be here. He's been in the Capitol this morning lobbying Democrats for the passage of the bill. So a lot going on in our nation's capital.
So the one thing I keep hearing over and over and over again is you're voting on something you haven't seen. Is that true?
No, I know. That's one of the tactics of some of the entertainment industry. But I've read the bill in its entirety. It's only 146 pages long. I linked it to my Facebook page several days ago, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, so that the public that wants to could view it. It resulted in a lot fewer people responding to my comments on Facebook when I linked to the entire transcript of the bill. What I think has happened is that some people have used the complications of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the trade deal that's at the center of all of this, but although it's not the only trade deal being negotiated, and the confusion around TPP. And it might be worth just a minute, Scott, to clarify that TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, is something that every president going back to Roosevelt has had, but Nixon, he did not, but otherwise all the way back to Roosevelt. And what it is it's a way for the Congress of the United States to insert themselves in trade negotiations while at the same time allowing the trade negotiators sort of the same leverage that all of the other nations have. And that is, the ability to negotiate, make deals apart from the public scrutiny until such time as the deal is done. And then there are other restrictions. So the first thing is that the TPA has 130 restrictions that the president's not allowed to deal with. So we set the parameters, things like no climate change discussion, no carbon tax discussion as part of trade deals, no arms reductions or Second Amendment rights reductions or worker protections are part of that. No immigration components to the trade discussion. So we set all those parameters and he has to stay within them. And then when he's all done and they have the deal, so to speak, and the current one, the next one up will be TPP with our Asian partners, everybody pretty much except China. Then when that deal is done and agreed to, it comes back to Congress, sits in the internet for 60 days for every American, everybody in the world to review, read if they want, dissect, and it will be every member of Congress. In fact, I'm going to read it next week, the draft to this point where they are in the negotiation. And then Congress gets another vote on whether it passes or not. And a further restriction that we put into this TPA that other presidents didn't have is the ability for Congress with a simple majority and just one chamber to opt out of the TPA. So there are many more restrictions that we put on this president than any previous trade promotion authorities ever had. So, it's because we don't trust them that we're passing TPA, not because we do trust them. So that's some of the differentiation. Now, the other important issue, Scott, and why this has traditionally been a Republican issue, but some Republicans are struggling with it, that I think is important to note is that, in the 10 years of 2000 to 2010, there were 48 trade agreements in Asia, and the United States was only part of two of them, largely because our Asian partners and others don't want to negotiate with somebody that has to negotiate with 535 members of Congress and the president, and because obviously you can't make deals that way. So as a result, we've only been part of two of those 48 trade agreements, and we've been losing, we've lost 43%. We've had a decrease of 43% exports to Asian countries as a result of not being part of those negotiations. So there are real ramifications to not being involved in free trade. And the other thing, Scott, that ought to concern a lot of people, especially conservatives, is that the absence of the United States in the negotiations with our partners, China is the leader. So the cultural and influential principles in global trade are being driven not by the United States values, but rather by Chinese values. So it is complex, but at the same time, it's also important. And so that's why I appreciate the opportunity to have this kind of a forum on a regular basis to talk about things in detail.
Let's take this. Do we have time? How long is that next call?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Roland.
Congressman Kramer, you were not sent to Washington, D.C. to vote for secret trade legislation that we have to pass to find out what's in it. If you vote for this current secret trade legislation, you have lost my vote, and I will actively campaign against your reelection in 2016.
So here's a very confused caller, understandably so, because there's a lot of rhetoric floating around, largely driven by the labor unions, quite frankly. This is not a secret trade deal. It's 146 pages. I've read every bit of it. I've gotten printed copy on my desk.
And I asked you the
transcript on my Facebook page.
Hang tight. You can finish the answer. Other side of the break. More calls welcome to for the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Travel Plaza, Tioga, North Dakota, our location today, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. Power you can depend on. Just think about that a minute. Power you can depend on. It's so easy to flip the switch and just assume it's always going to be there, right? Well, tell you what, with what's proposed in the way of carbon regulations could impact not only the reliability, but also the cost of electricity. So joining the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is important if you care about the power you now depend on. The Coalition is all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, to ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future. Coalition for Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on the air. Congressman Kevin Cramer is taking your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mark and Stanley, you're next to go after we let Kevin answer the objection from the previous caller on the trade authority.
The previous caller's biggest point was that this is a secret trade deal that you have to pass to find out what's in it. And again, I've read all 46 pages of it. It's on my Facebook page. I'm glad to link it again if anybody's having trouble getting it. This notion that it's a secret, I don't know where that came from, but I can tell you, just to sort of back up some of the conservative accolades for it, Senator Ted Cruz is a strong advocate for it. Art Laffer, who, you know, everybody holds up as probably the most conservative economist in American, certainly modern history, Larry Kudlow, Charles Krauthammer, George Will, and I'm not even reading, these are just the ones that are popping into my head as I go through the list. Grover Norquist with the Americans for Tax Reform supports TPA and this particular legislation. So, you know, we're not talking about far left people here. We're talking about the bastions of conservative intellectual thought that are supporting it. Especially when you think about Stephen Moore, for example, Ed Meese, both of them from the Heritage Foundation, supporting it. The Wall Street Journal, National Review have editorialized in support of it, and a long, long list of conservative organizations. So I don't know where this craziness about it being a secret deal came from, but I sense it might be from some who benefit from this kind of provocation and probably sell a lot of advertising somewhere as a result of it. But it's just simply blatantly not true.
All right, let's go to Mark and Stanley for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Mark, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir. I've got a question about term limits. And what do you think about them? It seems like, you know, some of the guys get in there, make careers out of them for 40 or 50 years. What would you say about term limits and, say, you know, maybe 15 or 20-year term?
Well, Mark, you propose one of the more reasonable suggestions to it, and that is that at least it would be a long enough term for somebody to do well, you know, while at the same time not being there for life, because I do think you're right. You get to that 40, 50-year term, and it's, you know, you get pretty stagnant. That said, the House of Representatives, all 435 of us are up for re-election every 2 years, and it really comes down to the people and the people's choice. So I would also say that over half of the House of Representatives is either in their first, second, or third term right now. So it's not like there's a lot of people sticking around a long time, but there are a few that tend to, you know, have perhaps a little bit disproportionate sway in the Congress, but it really does come down to the people, especially as it comes to the people's house. Now, that said, Mark, I do think there are some inherent advantages that we can still work on. Things like full disclosure and transparency of campaign contributions, which have come a long ways in recent years, but the formation of, super PACs and whatnot that get to advocate on behalf of candidates tend to perhaps lean heavily toward the incumbent. But on the other hand, it also gives an opportunity for a challenger to overcome other advantages. But as for me, the longest I've ever had one job was 9 years, and that was at the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, so it's hard for me to imagine doing this that long. So it's sort of a mixed bag.
Well, I think you do a great job, and I just was, you know, I guess my concern is mostly, working with, you know, they're always wanting to work with the Democrats, and I'm looking for somebody who's more going to, you know, stand up for what our values are and our beliefs. I don't want to work against them.
You know, Mark, you raise another point. I think I sense in terms of frustration level of a lot of people, and that is that people want us to get along. They like us to work together to a certain degree, but at the same time, elections are specifically for the purpose of sending people you agree with to fight for the things that you agree with. Now, sometimes we get a little caught up in we have some people that want it all or nothing their way, and of course the founders ensured that wasn't going to happen by creating three co-equal branches in the bicameral legislature, so that compromise is sort of built into the mix. But when we've given up as much as we've given up in the last few years to this overreaching president, we've been playing defense for the most part. So I'm excited for
compromise is that never the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the other side would tell you that they've been doing all the compromising because we've been able to stymie so many of the things they'd like to do. But I think, Mark, what you raised, probably the greatest frustration comes from the first 2 years of the Obama administration when they had the control of the Senate and the House and the White House, and they got Obamacare and Dodd-Frank, and then they just locked themselves down and played obstructionist so that the executive branch could do all these crazy things. And now we've overturned all these things multiple times without, of course, their support. So until we get a president, we're going to be somewhat limited to what we can get done. But we've done a lot on the budget side and the appropriation side, so hopefully we can keep the pressure on.
What kind of an animal am I hearing back there, Mark?
I'm in a truck. I'm a truck driver, so I'm working.
God bless you. Working and calling at the same time.
I love it. Exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
Thanks, Mark. You bet.
I could have sworn there was a sheep I was hearing, but I didn't know for sure.
I was worried he was getting eaten by a mountain lion. But
yeah. Bob in Grafton for Congressman Kramer. You're next. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm going to go real quick here. Yeah, Congressman, thank you for your efforts. What you do there. Look, the callers that called in that you referred to as confused, we understand the difference between the TPA and the TPP. The TPP is the top secret partnership that is being negotiated behind closed doors. That's what those callers are calling about. Now, I have a question about that. But some groundwork, disturbing groundwork has been laid recently in the past. The Republican establishment has allowed a 200-year-old procedure or rule in the House and the Senate to be turned upside down on its head to where originally it was you needed a majority of present senators and congressmen to, to approve a law or bill. The filibuster. Now, that's been turned completely upside down on its head to where now you need a majority to vote down. And you'll never get that with the Democrats that are seated in office. So that was been turned upside down on its head, and I believe that there's a reason for that. Now, there was a senator or congressman who read that TPP behind closed doors, top secret, can't take notes. We all know about that. He read that and came out of that and said something kind of a little disturbing. He referred to that he was not going to vote for it.
All right, hold on. We're at a break, Bob. Hang on. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
In beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, world capital of the great state of North Dakota, with our broadcast today. Good folks from the North Dakota Lottery here as well. They brought their big old wheel and a whole ton of free prizes. So that's kind of fun. You stop in and spin the wheel and win something free. And there's a sidewalk sale going on, so there's some great savings. I just looked into the clothing department. My gosh, Carhartt shorts and a lot of great brands at, there's some shorts over there for like $7. So. Some really good deals on great clothing as well. So the sidewalk sale is on. Customer appreciation days are on through Sunday. Lunch specials happening. And sign up for the new Pinnacle Perks customer loyalty program, too. You'll love that. That's a dandy. By the way, mark your calendars. We're going to be up in Minot at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, Grand Hotel, 25th and 26th of June. If you haven't signed up yet, they keep adding great speakers all the time. Milo Hudson, Bureau of the Entertainment, but the who's who of biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota answering your questions. A good spot to be, so mark that down. 25th, 26th of June, National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Convention. And the price is right. Registration is like $125. Really cheap, especially given the lineup and all the information you're going to learn. So. They also are doing a Bakken tour the morning of Thursday, the 25th, from 7:30 to 12:30. So doing a four-stop chartered bus tour and all kinds of close and up close looks at the various stages of getting minerals to the consumer. 800-558-0557 for more information or to sign up. 800-558-0557. The whole list of speakers and activities and all the details are at NARO-US.org, NARO-US.org, or call 800-558-0557. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we did not finish.
Well, Bob was making a couple of points and important points. One is he said that there is sort of a reverse role, and Bob, if you're still there, you can clarify this, but I think what he's referring to is that rather than Congress having an up or down vote to approve or disapprove something, that it takes us to not react, but proact in terms of, say, a vote to disapprove, and that puts more of the burden on the Congress. That is not true in TPA. What Bob might be thinking of is the Iranian nuclear deal was structured that way, that a vote of disapproval is the action of the Congress as opposed to a reaction or a validation or lack of validation on an action of the president. So it's a little different. It's very different in TPA from the Iranian nuclear deal.
It seems to me the vast majority of the dislike of this is related to President Obama. And,
On the conservative side.
And as you said at the top of the program, he's given us a lot of reasons to distrust him. So, I mean, you acknowledge right. that. Why now? I heard Jeff Sessions the other day arguing against this, saying, you know, why are these guys doing it now?
Wait till
he's gone. So what's the rush?
Well, that's actually a very important point. And I think the biggest political reason is that now is the best time for us as conservatives and as Republicans to do it, because we control both the House and the Senate. We may not a year from now or 2 years from now. In fact, there's a better than fair chance we won't control the Senate after the next election. If a Democrat wins the White House then and the Senate, then we won't have the leverage to put these nearly 150 specific negotiating objectives into a TPA. Things like, you know, no climate change, no immigration multiple other things. And it'll be more loaded in favor, if anything, of organized labor, and probably won't help us much. That's the reason to do it now. The other thing that we've got in this one that's never been in there is just regular consultation with Congress, a whole bunch of text on that relating to regular briefings, on the talks, members of Congress attending negotiating rounds from various committees of jurisdiction, depending on what the round is discussing and what the item is. I happen to be on one of the committees of jurisdiction, an extra layer of a congressional advisory committee that's appointed among the rank and file members of Congress. So there's all of that we probably wouldn't get if we had a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president. And then the third one is really the most important one, and that is that it requires the president to make the text of every trade agreement public for 60 days before he signs off on it. So Congress and the public get to see it for 60 days before it would be passed or approved, including by the president. So those are things that we would never get probably except for this moment when we have a Republican Congress and Senate with a president that really wants this. We were able to insert ourselves more into it and put more of our fingerprint on the TPA. But I want to get Bob's issue of the secrecy is still very, very important, because he's referencing a member of Congress who read the TPP, or at least the text to this point. And that is a great concern. And to that, I would say, Bob, that member, I don't know who it is or whether he or she will vote for TPA, but they have every opportunity to vote against TPP. If at the end of the trade deal, when it's finalized and agreed to, and then it comes to us for 60 days, he'll have every opportunity to expose all of those things and vote against it. Again, more transparency than we've ever had in the Trade Promotion Authority.
So, Trade Promotion Authority is sort of the mechanism, if you will, about how you negotiate the rules
That's
of the
right.
road and how you go to negotiate and what Congress gets to weigh in on. TPP is a specific trade deal of which, once it's finished, you get a chance to vote on. Now, the secret stuff, temporary? In other words, is it quote-unquote secret negotiated?
That's right, Scott. Very good, very important point. Realizing that the United States is often at a disadvantage in negotiating with other countries because we play by much more transparent rules than they do. You know, they're kings and prime ministers and, you know, even premiers and presidents that they either have a very weak parliamentary process or none whatsoever. And so they are always negotiating. And the problem is they won't let us negotiate. They won't even take our negotiations if it requires consultation with the 535 members of Congress. So that's why we give him the parameters, put the very specific negotiation conditions down, and then it has to come back to us for up or down vote after it's negotiated. So it's still transparent, but the negotiation itself, the only reason they even allow us at the table, in fact, they haven't for the last 15 years because our president hasn't had TPA. And so that's why we've lost, that's why our imports are down 42% to Asia, while 48 trade agreements have been negotiated without us.
Bob, you get your answers there, my man?
Yes, sir. Thank you. But I wanted to add something. The reason that the senator that I was speaking of, I can't remember his name, but he said he wasn't going to vote for the TPP because when he read it, it had all the earmarks of how the European Union was formed. And in that his concern was all those nations, all those different separate countries over there have lost their individual nationalities there, and they all answer under a single authority, meaning the European Union. So he was concerned that, you know, the United States would lose its national sovereignty in this TPP the way it's so far, the way it's written.
Yeah, and I think that's a legitimate criticism from what I've heard. I've not seen, like I said, I'm looking at it next week. And the reason I say next week is you schedule time, obviously, to do it again. I want a big block of time because it'll be a lot of pages. And you do go into the document room under security, and, you know, you can't take pictures of it and things like that. So I share his concern. I'll know more when I've read the TPP. And then hopefully with this TPA and the president gets to negotiate with a little more authority, perhaps we can, you know, put more assurances that ensure that the U.S. maintains its sovereignty as well as its identity. So appreciate the call, Bob, and good points.
Let's go to Oaks, North Dakota, and Spencer for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Spencer.
Hey, Spencer.
Hi, Mr. Cramer. You're saying that you are just passing on the fast track to give Obama the authority and the rules to which to go by, but it sounds like the trade deal has pretty much been worked on for years and years. So are you starting over on the trade deal?
Yeah, no, that's a very important point that Spencer's making. They've been negotiating, but see that the other partners aren't going to accept the U.S.'s negotiating conditions unless he gets TPA, because of course he doesn't, because of course we may not accept any of that stuff, and we may not accept the conditions that go along with the trade deal. So he's really hamstrung and sort of hung out to dry. So to answer your question, do you start over? Probably not start over, but there's no question that those 150 or, you know, 130 to 150 conditions are all going to become part of the law and part of the deal, and they're going to have to go back and insert those and anything in TPP that does not meet those conditions. And again, remember that the one extra piece that we have, in addition to the 60 days after it's agreed to and before there's a approval, is that any body, either the House or the Senate, not both together, but either one or the other with a simple majority, can opt out of TPA on a single vote. So the scrutiny
there's never been a TPA that has been voted down before once it's been passed. I mean, if it gets passed, the trade bill gets passed. And Obama has all of this stuff in the trade bill already, so that's going to get thrown out. So what are the other countries
doesn't meet these conditions? Well, that's a good point. So the other countries will have to yield a little more, because at this point they don't have to. Remember, again, because they have a trading partner that doesn't have the authority to speak on behalf of the country, they've been able to drive the train, and that's why China has largely delivered the rules or made the rules of the road, especially in the Pacific and in Asia, on trade deals. And that's why we're saying, no, we need to do this so that we can impose our culture and our principles into trade deals. And, of course, give the president enough authority so that he can say, no, I can't take that, or that.
We don't have the best connection with you, Spencer. Unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go here. Let's get Sally and Grand Forks in here.
He was starting to just say something about Obama doesn't have a great record, and I've lost him after that. But I would agree with the first part of the statement, however the last part ends.
Yeah. Sally, your question for Congressman Cramer.
Well, I disagree that we should be doing these secret deals that people can't be in on and we're not allowed to see. We've had that with Obamacare. We didn't like it. The outcome wasn't so hot. It wasn't what was promised to people. Some of us knew that going in. But others believed that when they saw what the Congress and the House voted on, that it would be okay. Well, I don't think anybody trusts Congress anymore, and I think this is the kind of reason why. Now, with regard to a guy like Ted Cruz, everybody makes mistakes. He made a mistake here. I think he's lost a lot of support with that mistake that he made.
Sally, hang on. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Richard in Fargo, too, with Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including five bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. New Green Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with the soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Foam Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installation, and Dacon Graffiti Begon Gel removes the toughest stains for masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
On location today at the Pinnacle Travel Center in Tioga, I just had a fella who is driving some parts for a welding shop to a location from East Grand Forks, Minnesota, further west here. Listens all the time traveling Highway 2. And I thought, how great is that? A welding shop in East Grand Forks, supplying for a compressor pump station for, a pipeline out here. I just love it. Connects every corner of North Dakota. And for that matter, Minnesota, South Dakota, to what's happening in the oil and gas industry. Anyway, we're at Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga, Highway 40 in Tioga, just a couple miles north of Highway 2. Stop on by. Spin the big North Dakota lottery wheel today. Win a free prize. Sidewalk sale, great savings, lunch specials, and all the fun. Come on by. We'll be here through the lunch hour. Love to have you stop on by and say hello. Next Friday, we'll be in Dickinson for the big Bakken barbecue for our friends at MBI Energy Services. By the way, I see they just posted a new opening for a truck driver in Watford City. MBI Energy Services, great place to work. Our best places to work tour includes MBI Energy. Yesterday, they had a water truck driver at MBI Energy Watford City location. Check it out, MBI Energy Services on Facebook, or you can find them online at MBIEnergyServices.com. Okay, let's see here. Sally, your question, just give you a chance to finish that quickly, if you would, and then Richard and Fargo and a couple of emails as well in our final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kramer. Question is what, Sally?
Well, I just don't, it's kind of a comment. I don't think it's a justification for, kind of getting around the Constitution and getting around the right of the people who are sovereign in this country. If other countries don't like that, that may be their problem. And maybe we have to, pay a price for being a free country and a country governed by the people. Maybe that's preferable to most of the people in this country.
All right. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I can understand her, and some people prefer more of a sort of a protectionist philosophy, and that's an honest position to take. The problem is we have only 2/3 of the available workforce that's actually working in this country, and about 1/3 of the available workforce is without work. And we do live in a global economy. If we couldn't trade, if we couldn't sell our excess food outside of the country, obviously we'd starve, and so we wouldn't starve from hunger. We would starve economically. So you can't sort of deny some of that to just simply state, although I understand her frustration, but to simply state that's the rest of the world's problem. Now, it's really America's problem in many regards, and it's a matter of, do we impose our principles on global trade, or do we let China impose theirs? And I think that's why freedom lovers like Ted Cruz and Bill Flores and Stephen Moore and Ed Meese and the Grover Norquist and several others support TPA. But I get it. Now, she referred to it again as a secret deal, and again, I need to remind people, I've read this bill. It's been public for a long time. The TPP that will be the trade deal with the Pacific partners coming up in future weeks, probably sometime next fall, that will be available to the public for 60 days before a vote. And Sally expressed the frustration a lot of us feel about the culture around here that comes from a time when Barack Obama had an all-Democrat House, all-Democrat Senate majorities, and they passed Obamacare with less than 6 hours of notice, much less 60 days. And it probably had 60 minutes, and they voted.
But, I have to say, as a conservative, I am upset that some people are stirring this pot without the – in other words, it's not a secret deal. You explain that 1,000 times, and while the TPP is now quote unquote secret, I mean, you can see it, right? And other members of Congress can see it, but it's not public.
Right.
But as you just told us, what we voted on for 60 days, stop saying you're voting on a secret deal. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be against it for the reasons that are known, but not stuff that's not true. That's frustrating.
It is frustrating, but in defense, I think that perhaps Republicans and certainly the president bears some blame for this as well, because we kind of allowed this narrative to be one-sided for so long and didn't engage in it very early on, thinking that no one would ever fall for this. So it's understandable. And we're not talking about dumb people, by the way. I mean, Sally's very smart. Obviously, the other caller, Bob in Grafton's a very smart guy. It's not that. And there are honest disagreements, too, by the way. I mean, philosophical disagreements. But, yeah, I agree. It is frustrating.
Well, I mean, but Sally and Bob hear people they trust saying it's a secret deal. And so they trust that and say that. I'm not putting it on them, but I'm saying let's deal with the facts and then debate that rather than having to deal with the noise. Let's see here. Let's get Richard and Fargo in real quick as well. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey,
Richard.
I guess when this president was elected, my concern now is the damage that he's going to do on the last 2 years out. I heard you talking earlier about, if we win the presidency, if we win the House and the Senate, if the Republican Party cannot win a presidential race against Hillary Clinton, there is no hope for the Republican Party. As far as the House and the Senate, with all due respect, they need to grow a pair and standing up to this administration instead of dissing their base. The House and the Senate is theirs to lose. After all the damage that this president and the Democrat Party has done to America in the last 6 years, if you guys can't turn it around, that's on you. You guys are the ones that are dissing the base. Not just you, Senator, I'm just saying.
All right, we're going to have to give him a quick chance to respond here, Richard, because we're telling
him. I appreciate what he's saying. I mean, I would even go further and say that it's because of the way this president has, what he's done to the United States, that we have a majority in the House and the Senate. He's been the greatest Republican majority builder ever. We messed up the last presidential election.
But you got the keys with a mess to clean up as a result of it as well.
That's right.
We'll have to leave it there. Becky and David had some good questions by email. I'll forward those on. We'll do this again next week, and good luck on wrapping up this particular debate. We'll recap it next week right here on What's On Your Mind. Thanks, folks. God bless you. Vice, the selection you're looking for, Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road, an incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.